As we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
In shadows deep, the whispers wail. As twilight fades, the stars turn pale. The world we knew begins to fray. In echoes lost, we drift away. The sky ablaze with fiery hue. As chaos reigns, the old adieu. Mountains crumble. Oceans rise. In silent screams, we close our eyes. The end draws near, yet we remain. In memories lost, in silent pain. But from the ashes, new shall rise. A chance to mend our broken ties. Through darkness looms, hope still gleams. In shattered dreams, we find the means to build anew, to start again, as echoes fade, a new refrain. For in the end, as words collide, in every tear, a truth implied, that from the ruins we'll arise and face the dawn with open eyes. Hello and welcome to the Lyric Podcast. In this episode, we explore the meaning and impact of a song that deals with apocalyptic themes. We're going to talk about one of the most iconic songs of this genre. It's The End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. Now, this podcast is sponsored by EA Locksmith, a reliable and affordable, top-rated, just-in-case, mobile locksmith service in Waterloo region. You gotta call EA.
If it's locked, then you're stuck no matter what they say. You gotta call EA.
Call 519-722-7776 for an estimate today. Again, 519-722-7776. Now back to our theme. The song, It's the End of the World as We Know It by REM, was released in 1987 as the second single from their album Document. And it reached number 69 on the US Billboard Hot 100, as well as number 39 on the UK Singles Chart. It has since become a staple of pop culture, appearing in movies, TV shows, commercials, and even political rallies. It has also gained new relevance in recent years, as many people felt that the world is indeed ending, or at least changing drastically due to various crises like COVID-19 or the climate change or social unrest or the war per se. And all this political polarization, it kind of resonates under this one umbrella of the feeling that what you've known is gone. And honestly, I could resonate with that because a lot of the times I've been feeling this way, especially as growing up, you always feel like it's the end of things. It's always the end of everything. The end of your youth, the end of your growing up process, the end of your early stages, and it's the beginning and the end of your late stages and the end of you at the end of everything. So I guess it's just always comes back to that end of the world theme. So I'd like to read you the first verse of REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It before we proceed further about this song. That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, and Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Eye of a hurricane, listen to yourself churn. World serves its own needs. Don't miss serve your own needs. Speed, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear of height down height. Wire in a fire, representing seven games, in a government for hire and a combat site. left of west and coming in a hurry, with the furies breathing down your neck. Team by team, reporters baffled. Trump, tethered crop. Look at that low plane. Finding. Uh-oh, overflow. Population. Common food. But they will do. Save yourself. Save yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heart bleed. Tell me, with the rapture and the reverent, in the right, right. You, vitriolic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. So that's the first verse of the song. The rest of the song continues in the same manner. What is really this song is about when it comes to REM and this? The song is known for the fast-paced stream of consciousness kind of lyric, which reference a wide range of topics, including natural disasters, historical figures, pop culture, or personal anecdotes, things like that. Like, it also has random objects in there, especially in the video where you can see him going through his things with this trashed up house kind of, and he's there's a lot of nice elements from the video. The lyrics are mostly nonsensical, which means in simple terms having no meaning or making no sense, right? From like a simple Google term, but it's also ridiculously impractical. And so when I look over the lyrics, I do understand what it meant. Now, according to the lead singer and songwriter, Michael Stipe, the lyrics were inspired by a dream he had in which he was at a party with everyone had the initials LB, such as Leonard Bernstein or Leonid Brezhnev or Lenny Bruce and Lester Bangs. He said that he was influenced by the things he saw when he was flipping TV channels and by the style of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. The song is divided into three verses, the main verses. When we talk about the verses, each reference, each verse serves as a highlight to different aspects of a chaotic world that the singer inhabits, whether it's, you know, as mentioned, political figures or natural disasters, and everything seems to be crumbling around them. And yet amidst the chaos, there's a sense of detachment and even defiance. The repeated refrain of "and I feel fine" suggests a certain resignation to the inevitable, or maybe even a sense of liberation in the face of destruction. Since its release, it has become an anthem for times of crisis and uncertainty. It has some kind of cynicism, resilience. It resonated with listeners across all generations. It made me think about it in times of crisis as such. We have multiple wars across the world. We have quite a chaotic scene that is taking over the planet as we know it. That things have changed, and I don't feel fine with the way things are right now, with all the conflicts and the situations that is increasing in concern across the globe. I don't feel fine with that, because who wants the end of the world really to end, right? We want to go back to 2017 before we felt like it's the end of the world as we knew it. And so, to conclude, as we've seen, this song is more than just a catchy song. It's a snapshot of a particular moment in history, a reflection of the anxieties and uncertainties of its time. And yet it's also a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. It's a reminder that even in the face of adversity, we can find moments of clarity, humor, and even joy. Thanks for tuning in, unraveling REM's The End of the World as We Know It lyric. And join us for next episode, where we're going to explore another legendary lyric and bring our own insight. Now, this podcast is sponsored by EA Locksmith, a reliable and affordable top-rated mobile locksmith service in Waterloo region.
If it's locked, then you're stuck no matter what they say. You gotta call EA.
As we wrap up this episode, if you wish to submit your lyrics and or lyric ideas to be selected and featured, all you have to do is email to lyricpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. It's again lyricpodcast@gmail.com. Your inspirations are welcome. Thank you for those who are listening to the Lyric Podcast. Lyrics get the stage. Peace.